Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to ICANN 9. I think we can call it ICANN 9. 8, 1, 2, 3. Just pick a number between 1 and 9. If this is your first or your ninth time, it no matter. But it is a terrific evening tonight, and I hope everybody is ready to rock and roll. And I don't really have an order. I guess I could have put people in order how they jumped on the call. And I was hoping to start tonight with a grounding testimony with Larry Haffner, and I don't know where he's at, so whenever he does join, we'll just kind of sandwich that in the middle of all the wonderful elevator speeches, because Larry's kind of an overachiever, and my family, the ladies in my life, refer to Larry Haffner as, oh, he's our daddy's BFF. You know, does that stand for best friends forever? It's kind of a pop culture thing. Anyways, Larry got tired of waiting for the Kinko grounds that he ordered to arrive. I think he ordered more than one. But so he, I think it was last Thursday or Friday, had a grounding sheet, the fitted sheet, expedited from Amazon. I don't even know where he ordered it. It wasn't as much, and it's not as good a technology as far as the quality, but everybody in their household last night had a profound experience with it, and I'm really hoping that he'll be on the call tonight to share that, because it was, he called me this morning just, I mean, freaking out. Anyhow. So we'll have to save that till Larry gets on so he can share that. But why don't we start first with an ICANN testimony from somebody in the group in the last week, utilizing what you've learned either in lesson 4 or up to this point, or reciting your ICANN mantra, something that just needs to be shared with the group.
Vance, this is Anne, and I want to share something about soot versus diamonds.
About soot versus diamonds.
You know,
okay.
Soot is the same element as the diamond. And what Marty said in lesson 4 was that if we're not feeling soot, then we're not growing. That we're not. We have to feel like we're soot. You know, it's tough, and so. I had a lot of ICANN moments on Sunday when I had people wanting to re-up, rejoin MeCan as consultants, as former consultants. I had 4 people that wanted to rejoin, and I couldn't figure out how to get them in the system on a Sunday because they were blocked. And I kept trying and trying because their social security numbers were still in, and then I remembered that I had another consultant that did this not too long ago, and Suzanne facilitated things, and Suzanne and I worked hard, and we got these people entered, and they're back in the system. And but had I not thought about that, the struggle, you know, sometimes it's good to have a struggle because it keeps us focused and keeps us moving in the right direction. If everything's easy, like a diamond all the time, you just can get complacent. So that was a really important message for me this week, and it helped me.
I think the apropos of that for me, you're learning years ago, and I'm not into weightlifting, I'm not into physical fitness at all, just practical everyday life, but it's the muscle that gets strained is the one that gets strengthened. And in that struggle is when we become the overcomer. Excellent, excellent testimony, Anne. Thank you for sharing that. Well, if we're ready to jump into our elevator speeches, I'm literally holding in my hand our notes from this last week. And by the way, just a little housekeeping thing. If you've got any background noise on your line, if you haven't hit *6 to mute yourself back out, if you inadvertently hit it, there we go. Now we're clear. You know, William Todd and Marty Jeffries are often heard quoting from Simon Sinek. And our pastor, this last weekend, quoted from him. And I want to read, and it follows exactly apropos into our elevator speeches. Very few people or companies can articulate why they do what they do. By why, I mean, what is your purpose, cause, or belief? We say what we do. We sometimes say how we do it, but we rarely say why we do what we do. That literally, I sat there. I mean, I wanted to jump up and say, I can't. Right there in the middle of church, but I think that would probably be a little inappropriate with, you know, several hundred people, because they couldn't quite, relate to why I was so excited about it. But why do we do NECAN? Not what we do, not how we're aligned with this research and development company, but why? Why? What's the why? I had the opportunity on Saturday after the amazing broadcast that Rick Murphy hosted to call, this is probably half an hour later, to call Dave Johnson, because I knew there was a lot of people that couldn't get in because they didn't have the right, you know, link or the right phone number. And sure enough, when I got Dave on the line, he said, Vance Rogers, well, I've got a group here. Vance, why don't you tell us why you're in NECAN? And I'm thinking, well, it's a darn good thing I've got my elevator speech ready to rock and roll. And I have been working on it all week long, like everybody else should have been doing, and tweaking it to encapsulate just that, the why aspect. Because I can talk about how great the products are. I can talk about meeting Dennis Williams, this gentleman I didn't know from Adam, how we introduced our family to NECAN, but the why, I really hadn't honed in on that to be able to share why. And my why 26 years ago is still my why today. And that's what should come out. So I'm really hoping that you caught that in that assignment to be able to do, to encapsulate and incorporate the why. So who wants to go first? I am going to time everybody so we kind of have an idea. And we're not going to critique. We're not going to analyze. We may do that in the future if you'd like that, but that's not what we, when we share our elevator speeches, we just rapid fire go through them. Okay? So I'd appreciate it if somebody who's done the course before would kind of lead off. That way nobody's afraid to go first. And by the way, as a reminder, again, if your line in your ear, if it doesn't say your line is muted, then we need you to do that so it's just clear, because there are quite a few people that the Ethiopian just came into my room and handed me a note and said, I wrote this note for her last week, and I hid it in her lunch, and it says, and since you don't have any plans tonight, let's play something. I love you, Daddy. So I guess I have an assignment after the call is done. So go ahead. Who's ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, this is Janice.
Go ahead, Janice.
Yeah, before I was in NECAN, I had shin splints from walking on cement all day long. And then I found the NECAN products, and I could be on cement all day long and still have a day at the end of the day, which was huge. That's it.
That's it. Wonderful. 16 seconds, Janice. You know, I this is not a critique. This is what I like. That terminology of still having a day left, that's really, that's clever. Because you don't even have to ask a question. Anybody that hears that, that's got a little bit of common sense, they should feel convicted to ask you a question. I mean, I would. Explain more is what I'd want to, you know, say to you. Nicely done, Janice.
Okay, this is Larry.
Go for it, Larry.
Okay. Earlier in our marriage, my wife and I stayed at or my wife actually stated, she wanted to live to be 103 years old, and I thought she was kind of silly about that, but I figured if we were going to do it, we're going to have to eat healthy and take quality supplements. We did that. And then 35 years later, as we began to lose a lot of family and friends to cancer and chronic illness, we became convinced that the high pH filtered water would be a good insurance policy, and we started doing that. 4 years ago, I broke both my ankles and my back in a paragliding accident, and after surgery, I began having serious problems due to painkillers. Applying our core beliefs and using energy medicine, I was off all painkillers within 2 weeks, which was phenomenal. And we now show others how to live healthier and happier with minimum medical intervention. Would you be open to considering that for yourself? That's it.
Nicely done, Larry. 54. Nicely done. Now, and I know I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one that would say answered Larry's question by saying, "Yeah, hello." Who's next?
Morning.
I think I heard Sandy and Lori at the same time. Is that right?
I guess.
One of you lead off and just go for it.
Okay. You know what I was home here? Oh. As a nurse of over 40 years, I can see the benefit of every home being a wellness home. Years ago, there was a goal about a computer in every home. Now there's multiple computers in each home. What would it be like for every home to have a wellness home?
I like it. Very nice. 14 seconds. If somebody is ready to share, or you're sharing, and there you go. That's it. Go for it.
Okay. Mine is kind of directed to the people I see the most at the other side. So anyway, since you obviously put being an active person as a priority, do you have other things in your life directed to self-care? Have you heard about natural energy medicine? I almost had to stop my active life a couple of decades ago because of knee issues. After a bad reaction to prescription drugs, I was ultimately introduced to natural alternatives. Successful results of that experience led me, my husband, family members, and friends to quality sleep, water, and nutrition. Is this something you would be open to hear about? I really enjoy sharing what I've learned with others.
Nicely done, Sandy. 33.
Oh, yay. I have a couple more sentences that I left them off because I figured it was too long.
No, Danny, that's good because you're just like me. We want to talk, and it's hard for us to pause, but you interjected several questions in there. Very nicely done.
That was try number six.
Vance, it's Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Well, 15 years ago, a friend introduced some technologies from a Japanese R&D company that have become part of our Nikon wellness home and improved our overall health and well-being. My husband compressed his back 27 years ago, and we don't know what his life would be without these technologies. We're 65, we're 83. 65 and 83, and we do the PyMag waters and nutritionals, and all the technologies in our wellness home are responsible for our good health. By eating, breathing, drinking, and sleeping in our wellness home, without the benefit of prescription drugs, which I was on before Nikon, and Don was told he had to take pain medication for the rest of his life, which he does not do. This is why I have embraced the Nikon business, and I'm sharing with everyone how my husband and I made the choice to be healthy and not leave our health to chance. Would you be open to learn more?
Holy smokes, exactly 60 seconds. Wow.
So you know,
No, you didn't at all. I love the fact that you threw that why in there. Because when you use that word why, the tone in your voice changed. There was an emotional response. Really, really nicely done.
Thank you.
There's several East Coast people that I know are on. I can go back to my list and toss off those. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hey, Vance, it's Ann.
Oh, okay, Ann, you hang on a second. Who was the other voice? And I should recognize that. I'm sorry.
Tukey,
go ahead, Tukey.
Okay. I always wanted to be a nurse, and one day my grandfather came to visit that was in his 80s, and the day that he left, I bought him a magnetic seat that a chiropractor in town said that would give him energy. When he got home, he gave me a call, and he said, Tukey, my old tired back that had been hurting me for 50 years doesn't hurt anymore, and my mind is clear. And he says, Tukey, I want you to think of how many people you could help with these products. I did, and I've been sharing them for almost 20 years. But I forgot to do the I forgot to do a question at the end.
That's okay. 32 is what you timed out at. I mean, really nice. Really nice. You definitely grabbed the why factor.
Right.
Thank you.
It's Ann.
Go ahead, Ann.
When my husband and I relocated our family to New Hampshire to escape the hectic suburbs of New York City, I developed sleep issues because I was worried about everyone else's adjustment to our new rural life. My niece suggested that I try some amazing technologies from Japan, which helped her recover from a near fatal car accident and helped her live a more balanced life. It actually worked for me, and I feel better now at 68 than I did at 48 and decided to make it my business to share it with everyone I meet. Are you open to seeing how these technologies might be able to help you or someone else you know?
Excellent. 32. And by the way, I hope you guys you understand that the main reason why I'm kind of OCD about using the stopwatch just kind of give you a plumb line. You know, as Sandy responded with glee. Really? I wasn't too long? Wow! You know, it's a big deal, especially in our culture today. I mean, what is it on the Super Bowl ads, the 30-second spot? How many millions does that cost? And people say we're all too busy, we're too active, you know, that kind of thing. But I think when people slow down, and here's a little caveat, by the way, when you're bumping into something, just like, as Marty suggested, if somebody doesn't ask what you do, you just simply figure out a way to bring it up in conversation and be able to share it with them. And doing it in a casual, slow-down, pausing way and conveying all these different whys is absolutely excellent. Rita? Suzanne?
Vance, this is Laurie in South Carolina.
Go ahead, Laurie.
I used to walk with a limp. I had no energy. I ate things that were not healthy. I had sleep issues, and I was at a very unhealthy weight. And 6.5 years ago, my sister introduced me to Japanese technology, and I embraced it. And today, I can work 8-10 hours, come home, fix dinner, clean, and I'm like the Energizer Bunny. I've also donated 105 pounds to the universe, and I know that this time around, I will never be unhealthy again. And so I am very passionate about sharing these technologies with other people so that they can have a lunch abundantly and choose wellness and really have joy in their life.
Excellent, Lori. Thank you. 102. And it's not that you, don't worry, by the way, everybody, if you go over a minute, it's okay. Trust me. When I did mine off the cuff on Saturday with Dave Johnson and whoever was in his living room or wherever he was at, it was definitely longer than a minute. So, and he didn't say, Vance, that's terrible. I'm never going to let you share in front of my group again. No, that was not the case. So
well, if
nobody's
I didn't get all choked up, you know, Vance, if I didn't get all choked up, and then I'd be fine. But every time I share, I have tears in my eyes, and I get choked up, and I'm blown away that my life is absolutely, totally different, and then so much better. So I'd take away another 5-10 seconds if I could just get through it once without getting all, you know, emotional.
Oh, I hear ya. I'm sitting here and the eyes are starting to sweat because some of these I've heard before, most of them, and I know the backstory behind each one, and that's what makes it fun.
This is Rita.
Go ahead, Rita.
A long time ago, a friend introduced me to Nucan and loaned me a bed pad to help with achy issues that I was having. I woke up refreshed and free from discomfort. I told my mother, who had not slept in 5 years since my father passed away, and she tried it, slept through the night, and was immediately hooked, as I was. Do you know anyone that this could help?
24 seconds. You know, that, what you conveyed, and sorry, I am being analytical. I'm going to critique Rita's a little bit here. I got emotional because I really miss Gene Hant on Saturday AM Live. I could count on her saying her name every single Saturday morning. And until just now, I don't know that I ever knew, Rita, that your mom had not slept since your father had passed away. That time period. That is a humongous, ginormous why.
Yeah, and she refused to go on any kind of medication.
Excellent. Thank you, Rita. Go ahead, Rita. Or, I'm sorry, go ahead, Vera.
Hi, Vance. This is Vera. How are you?
Excellent. You ready to share your elevator speech?
Yes.
Well,
years ago, I also got introduced to Nikan, and for the my reason why was to develop the business that we would work from home, and which came through in about a year time when we started talking to people that we did not know. And ever since, it became my life. And I wanted to share it with everyone I know, and even I wanted to blast it all over the internet that this is what I do. This is what I committed to ever since we started, and our health improved. And also, my lifestyle, it's never been ever better than that. So I want to share it with you and see if you would be interested. If you would like to change something in your life that could benefit you or people that you're talking to.
Excellent. 58. I like that. The one thing that I really like you said is that your lifestyle. Lifestyle has improved. Nicely done, Vera.
Yes.
Thank you. We've got a couple more.
Hey, Vance, it's Suzanne.
There we go. Go ahead, Suzanne.
I've changed mine many times, but this is another version. You know how most people are juggling work and other responsibilities, usually at the expense of their health and the quality time with their family? Well, I partner with people to find that balance for them so that they can enjoy each day.
Excellent. 18. I like how you tweaked it this time, Suzanne. It's really, really, it's just, you know what would be really fun is to take the recording of these and share it with people. It's like a rapid-fire testimony call. I mean, just the best of the best, so to speak. Did we miss anybody that joined after I turned off the dings and the dongs? Okay, I'm going to take that.
Hey, Van.
Everybody got it. Yes, go ahead.
It's Mary Van Hoy here in Indiana.
Hey, I did miss somebody.
Well, I came in about 2 minutes after you started, I think.
Okay,
so
go for it anyway.
Okay, so professionally, I'm a neuro-optometrist, which means I work with special needs children, often with autistic spectrum disorder, as well as teens and adults with brain injuries and sports, auto accidents, and strokes. But what also brings me a great deal of joy is sharing unique self-care products that allow these patients to maintain good health with self-care products from NECAM, which is a company that offers unique technology to address sleep, hydration, because those two things are vital to staying healthy and not getting sick. They also offer other rest and relaxation products. If you'd like to hear more, I'd be happy to talk to you sometime. We both have enough time to go over some things.
Excellent, Mary.
In clinic, so they're always asking, what do you do? What else do you have to offer? So I still try to tweak how to combine clinical with NECAM, but they kind of go hand in hand. They have to say, I help them get better. They want to maintain it. They want to go back to eating junk. They don't want to go back to not sleeping, using the computers all the time. So I'm still trying to weave those together.
Now, in, you know, 43 seconds, by the way, and when you stress the word vital, that was that's kind of when my ears perked up. Really, really crucial word there. Excellent. Anyone else? Did we miss anyone?
Yeah, it's Elaine.
Go ahead, Elaine.
All right, I was talking and I was muted all the time. All right, I'm excited. 21 years ago, these natural energy products helped me to breathe normal again and keep my job when I was gasping for air. But when it helped my mom to walk again, when told she would, she never would at 86. I just had to share and let others know. She lived to be 91, and I just started sharing, and checks started coming in. When the time came, and I needed to retire at 86, because of family health problems, I was able to. I was able to be there to help my family. Today, these products, it's like a wellness home. I have so much fun helping others in building a backwards home of wellness, drinking clean, pure water, having quality sleep, more energy, and whole food nutrition. Would you be open to a better health and a home of wellness too? That's it.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. You know, I'm reminded of somebody. Her name is Sherry, Mark and Sherry. I forget her last name. But the first time her husband, who's a professional presenter, heard Dennis Williams, he leaned over to her and said, you know, a really good presenter is supposed to be able to convey everything in 30 to 40 minutes. We've been sitting here for an hour and a half. I forgot what point I was supposed to be bored. Elaine, in 90 seconds, I would echo that. I kept leaning forward in my chair going, oh my gosh, that's good. Ooh, wow, ooh, I wasn't expecting that. Really nicely done. The why, you had several whys that were really just kind of got me. So thank you.
Thank everyone. They were awesome. I wish I could write real fast.
Well, fortunately, these are all recorded, and if we've got everybody, go ahead.
My parents and grandparents lived a long time, well into their 90s, but with chronic illness and discomfort. I decided that if I'm to live long, I want to live well. NuCan's energy technologies and nutritionals have been my answer for the past 21 years. I'm an occupational therapist, and my patients are younger than me. If you'd like to have energy and health like I do, I'll be glad to show you how.
Oh my goodness, Pat. That line right there, my patients are younger than me.
I have two patients.
I love it.
Same age, but one is bedbound, and the other one is near bedbound.
Wow.
So she has
By the way, 23 seconds for you, Pat.
Oh, good.
Okay. I feel like we've got everybody, maybe. And although we didn't cover anything from lesson four, I think we did. I think we really got the best of it. As everybody shared, I'd like to finish, is what I want to start it with, is, and Larry had all day to think about how he could encapsulate it down, an experience he had with the topic of grounding, and because he just couldn't wait. He just couldn't wait, much like a kid at Christmas. You just can't wait. You gotta get that gift open. And Larry, I'm hoping you're still on and you would like to share what happened with Pat last night and this morning.
Yes, I'd be glad to. I got to tell you that, you know, we've been NuCan people for 25 years and we've got a lot of good out of a lot of the products. And however, it always frustrated me that there were people and also certain little problems we had that we couldn't fix with what NuCan had. And this grounding thing subject, I don't know why I threw this under the rug 8 years ago, but my wife and son both had good results from it, sitting out on the ground in the cold and in the wet dirt with their shoes off. But just like 99% of everybody else, nobody wants to go through that discomfort until you quit doing it. And instead of looking for a product that would allow us to ground inside the house, we just ditched the whole idea. And this book that has come out, actually not new, but it was referred to us by our Diamond Upline called Earthing. I got into it and started reading it, and at the same time, my wife has been going downhill with hip pain so bad that she started using a cane last week, which she's never done in her life. And she's just been in a very, very despondent mood because, I was just beside myself because I our son's a pharmacist. He wanted her to have surgery. We don't believe in doing that until a last resort, and thank God my wife doesn't either. It's not just me. But, you know, and I've been having prostate problems for years, and it's getting worse to where I'm looking at surgery if something doesn't work. And this book gave us hope. And so, yes, I got a little premature, and because I got very impatient, as literally you can't imagine how long 35 days is when your wife is getting up every morning feeling more and more terrible. So I ordered one, Brand X, and we put it on the bed last night. And I got to tell you, when I come in last night, she also had a case of diarrhea. I don't mind saying it. She probably would. But anyway, I'm just going to say it. And she said, man, I'm getting sick just like our son was 4 days ago. And I turned him around by putting lactoferrin down him, and he made the concert on Sunday that it looked like he was going to miss. And so I said, you're going to take 3 lactoferrin right now. And so I went out and got the water and took it back, and fortunately she took it, because she doesn't always do what I tell her to do, believe me. And that was about 5 o'clock, and then I went to the mailbox, and this grounded sheet was in the mail that I had I had air freighted it because I wanted it here now, or 2-day delivery or something like that. And anyway, I put it on the bed while she was laying in it. That wasn't a real easy thing to do either. And I put it in there, and before I did it, my son David, who lives with us, had put his hand on it, and he said, Dad, I can really tell the difference with this thing. You know, he said he hears voices sometimes. He's had some mental issues, and he gets really upset, depressed, I guess is the right word to use. And he said, I just feel better by putting my hand on that for 5 minutes. I said, well, I'm sorry, it's for Mom. And so I went back and put it in the bed. And I said, as soon as Mekins come, you can have that one, which I have ordered, of course. And anyway, I put it in back there, and then went back out, had supper. Dave and I were sitting there having a game. And it's about 7 o'clock, and my wife comes walking out, and she says, what, you guys going to play a game without me? I just about fell off my chair. I figured she was in bed for the night. And I said, and she wasn't limping either. And I thought, holy cow, man, does that thing work that good? And I guess it does, you know, but we slept on it last night for the first time. And I'm going to just, I sit down and decide I'm going to keep a chronology, a written diary on this for the next couple of weeks, because the book says not everything will be positive, and some take longer than others. And I think it's something we should all remember as we go out and promote this product. When I first went to bed last night, I usually go right to sleep, but I was having a hard time getting to sleep, and I probably laid there for half an hour before I went to sleep. Usually it's about 2 minutes. And I could feel the warmth of the sheet on me because it was grounded. And then my feet warmed up faster than normal because I'd been running around barefoot for about 10 minutes, and they certainly warmed up quicker. And then I got up 2 times to go to the restroom, once at 3 hours, then at 4 hours, and that's not perfect, but it's better than 5 that I got up the night before. And my sleep was a little intermittent, but I woke up at 6 a.m. and I almost felt like I ought to get up. And I usually don't get up till about 7 or sometimes 8. And then I got up at 7. I was really energized, and I started doing a whole bunch of things. And my back, which I told you earlier I broke 4 years ago, has never really felt right, but I function. I'm not complaining. I mean, you know, it's not really pain. It's just stiffness. And when I got out of bed, it was hardly stiff at all. And I immediately put on my socks and shoes and scooped over and did it without it being an effort. There's still no change in the stiffness in my arthritic hands, but hey, it's only the first night. So there you go. I was a little longer than I wanted to be, but hope you learned something.
Well, I'd love to just open up the line and let people fire questions at you about this grounding pad sheet. It's a sheet, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay. And does it fit your whole bed?
It's just a half sheet. Actually, it's not quite even a half. It's 30 inches wide and about 90 inches long, so you can put it across and tuck it under on even a king-size bed.
Okay.
Yeah. It's only got 5% silver in it. Mekins got 20 in there, so I'm looking forward to Mekins. They'll probably be a lot better. I don't know, you know. But
well, I definitely think it will be. I mean, but at the same time, it's as I've been saying for a couple weeks now, I really, truly believe we're just on the cusp of something. That's not the word choice to use, but it's like the dam is about to break. When we will do, and again, Larry has, as I shared, I think it was last week on the Nikan prayer call, Larry has been using the book as a prospecting tool, not even loaning products out, just, you know, doing what we should be doing and validating with third-party references. So,
yeah, it's that book. You got to get that book. Everybody should buy that book. It's not that expensive. I think a paperback's $11 or something like that. It's really going to make a believer out of you, of course, when you use the product. But there's a lot of stuff in that will apply to your customers and people that you you've bypassed them because the magnetics didn't work for them or something. Believe me, this thing's going to work, and it works fast. I had to fight my son off today. He wanted to take it off the bed and use it today, and I wouldn't let him do it.
Oh, this is great. Okay, well, hey, you guys, now you understand why Larry gets called, you know, my BFF by my family, because he likes to talk just like I do. So, that's all we've got, folks, and I hopefully that testimony by Larry there helps just reiterate what we have coming, and just hang tight. Everything that I keep reading and keep hearing from people at Nikan and on the website is that this Friday that we should all be getting an email saying your Kinko ground has shipped or something of that nature. So, but we'll have some fun.
Good night, Joe.
Thank you, everybody, for being so faithful, and I look forward to chatting with you next Tuesday night, if not before. So have a great evening, everybody.
Bye.